In the Philippines, thousands of people have been killed by police during President Rodrigo Duterte's years-long war on drugs. Now, some of those victims risk getting evicted from their grave sites. When poor families can't afford to buy a grave site, they can opt to rent one. But as Ashley Westerman reports from Manila, some families can't afford to renew those leases.
So we just entered in through gate one of Talis Cemetery in Caloocan City, and it is a sea of concrete. Colorful concrete. There's lots of blues, greens, and pink, and basically these are concrete boxes stacked up one on top of the other.
These are the graves of the urban dead. But I'm not here in Metro Manila's far north for a funeral. I'm here for the opposite, an exhumation. Today, Jefferson Macatugal's body will be exhumed. His 44-year-old sister, Lorna Macatugal, explains that late one evening in March 2017,
mga bandang mag-12 ba yan? So, 11 o'clock.
While attending a wake at a neighbor's house, vigilantes accusing Jefferson of being a drug pusher drove by on a motorcycle and shot him 3 times, killing him. He was buried here in Talis Cemetery, but in a temporary grave because their family couldn't afford to place him in a permanent one. A so-called apartment grave can run a family roughly $900 US for 5 years, the equivalent of 1 month's salary for the average Filipino. A permanent one can cost up to $2,000. The lease is now up on Jefferson's grave, but his sister cannot afford to renew it. While both she and her husband work, they also care for 6 children, 3 of them her brother's orphans.
After discarding 5 years, they take out the bones. And
if they cannot pay, she says, the bones will be thrown into a mass unmarked grave. So when she heard about Project Arise, a program that would exhume Jefferson's body, cremate it, and eventually put the ashes in a more permanent resting place at no cost to her, Macatugal jumped at the chance to participate.
Every person deserves a dignified form of burial. No one deserves to be placed in a sack and to be thrown in a common grave site.
Father Flaviano Villanueva runs Project Arise. It's part of his long-established program, Pakilam, which serves the widows and orphans of the drug war. Pakilam means healing in Filipino. Since starting Project Arise in April, more than 50 bodies have been exhumed and cremated. The process costs about $900, and that doesn't include the purchase of the final resting place for the ashes. So when I asked who's financing the program, Villanueva says,
well, I cannot name any names because there's none except God up there.
So he borrows money and raises it where he can. Given how many people have died during President Duterte's war on drugs, the issue of apartment grave evictions will inevitably snowball. Philippine officials report more than 6,000 suspects have been killed during anti-drug police operations, while human rights groups estimate it could be 2 or 3 times more. Back in Talis Cemetery, a crew uses a hammer to break open the concrete box where Macatugal's brother is buried. Once broken through, a man starts pulling out dirt and rocks. Eventually, human bones emerge. Some are loose. Some are wrapped in a white cloth. And they brought in a black body bag and put in the bones inside the bag. The bag is zipped up and then carried down the high stack of tombs to a white truck waiting below. I turn to Macatugal, who's standing next to Father Villanueva, taking it all in.
Can I ask you how you're feeling right now? Very sad. I don't know, like to cry or angry.
Still, she says she feels a sense of peace, knowing her brother's remains will soon be resting in a more permanent and dignified place. Eventually, Macatugal will end up here at a handover ceremony where families receive their loved one's ashes in engraved white marble urns. After a short sermon, a few hymns, and a lot of prayer, families come forward, one by one, to collect the ashes of their loved ones. Many are crying. One family carries a child. They then return to their seats amid the pews, cradling the urns lovingly, as if they're actually holding their loved ones in their arms again. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Westerman in Manila.